A Little Father-Daughter Story by Adrian Hammersmith.
What do you mean, I can't go? Why not?
Kelly, the band starts playing at 1 in the morning and it is a school night. What part of this don't you understand?
I can't believe it, this is a special group. It's not like I do this all the time. Everyone else is going.
Name one other person.
Well, I'm sure Tammy and Mark are going, and Bill said he was.
You're sure? You don't know then. And Bill stays out all night all the time and his parents could care less. Anyway, it doesn't matter what other kids do or don't do, the answer is no. You're only 15, Kelly, give it a few years, okay?
God, I hate you. You ruin everything.
And Kelly rushed out of the room up the stairs and slammed her door behind her. I turned to Jane and sighed.
You can't let her get away with that, Adrian.
I know, but so what if I ground her again? She'll just feel even more persecuted. I'm sorry, Jane, I know we've talked about this, but as old as she is, I'm going to put her over my knee.
Adrian. No, you can't, honey, I always hated it when you spanked the kids, hearing them cry.
I know, honey, but I think this is the only way to get through to her. I don't know if it is the right thing for Paul and Debbie, but Kelly just has to learn a lesson before this goes any farther.
All right, but I'm going for a drive. I don't want to hear this.
Suit yourself, Jane. I understand.
And he headed upstairs to Kelly's room. He knocked once, then came in.
What do you want?
She demanded. She was crying on her bed and apparently had been hitting her pillow in frustration.
We have to talk, Kelly,
he said in a quiet voice.
Your behavior is just not going to be tolerated.
Fine, then ground me again. See if I care.
Stand up, Kelly. This instant.
Kelly caught her breath. He looked so stern and serious.
Why?
He reached down, grabbed her arm, and easily pulled her to her feet.
Because I am going to give you something you should have been having all along. A good hard spanking.
Daddy. No, you can't. You haven't spanked me since I was a little kid. Hey. What are you doing? Daddy, no. Don't take my pants down.
He undid her belt and zipped down the zipper as she stood there, and forcefully tugged down her tight jeans to her thighs.
Get over my knee, Kelly.
Oh, Daddy, no, please, please, no, anything but a spus spanking.
Visions of the times when she was 7 or 8 getting her bottom spanked, panties down, over his lap, flooded her memory, how she bawled and kicked but the spanking just went on and on.
God,
she thought.
He can't take my panties down, God don't let him do that.
I haven't spanked you for 8 years, Kelly, but it is clear I have to start again and I want you to know something, young lady, that from now on, every time you backtalk or disobey or act like you just did downstairs, I am going to take you over my knee and...
Daddy. No, don't pull them. Oh, Daddy, no, no.
And Kelly started to cry in frustration and embarrassment as Adrian had just yanked her thin white panties down to join her jeans at her knees. Her 15-year-old bottom, which so nicely filled out her snug jeans and which were a main attraction for the boys at the high school, was now perched bare to her father's eyes, bent over his strong right thigh.
Yes, Kelly, and take your panties down too. Give you a long, hard spanking on your bare bottom. Do you understand me?
Ow, ow. Oh please, yes, yes sir, ow ow no. No more, please daddy, no.
She howled as his hand came down relentlessly, smacking the defenseless cheeks and turning them a vivid pink, then crimson. Kelly bucked and squirmed on his lap. God, how humiliated she felt. Her windows were open on this warm spring day and she was sure the entire neighborhood could hear her getting spanked like a little kid. Try as she might to be quiet, she couldn't help but yell and sob as the painful ordeal went on, and on. Finally, Adrian decided his very naughty daughter had had enough. Her bottom had been thoroughly roasted and she lay limply across his lap, crying hard, trying to catch her breath between racking sobs.
There, there, Kelly, it's over. I hope you've learned a good lesson.
Yes, yes, sir, I'm sorry, Daddy, I know I've been horrible. I love you so much, I feel so awful.
Adrian held her, then set her up to sit next to him on the bed, then held her again close to him as she cried into his chest. He stroked her hair, and her back, till she was calmed down. Later on, when called down to dinner, Kelly was there on time for the first time in weeks. And she yelped when she sat on the hard kitchen chair, then blushed furiously. Paul and Debbie hadn't been home during the spanking and so didn't know why she yelped, and Kelly was determined to keep that a secret from them. But Adrian couldn't suppress a tight little smile and wink at his daughter, who shamefacedly gave a little smile back. Professor A.M. Hammersmith. Straight Back Chair of Ancient History. 304 Hairbrush Hall. University of ASS.